start with the Gemara Bava Basra also, okay? We're talking about Ramos, right? So it's an easy passion to find a connection with Lavan, of course. Not too hard to find. The Gemara, later on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, actually references a parasha Vayetze. Vayagid Yaakov L'Rachel ki achi aviyahu v'chi ben rifkahu. Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The Gemara has some very interesting agadita relating to parasha Vayetze. How, first it talks about how Leah felt so upset that her destiny seemed to be to marry Esav. That's what people were saying. Kisnua Leah, snuin masi Esav b'fanel. That's one Gemara. Then we go to the Gemara of Vayagad Yaakov l'Rachel, achi aviyahu v'chi ben rifkahu. And Rashi quotes this in Chumash. What does it mean? Achi aviyahu amala. You marry me, I'm gonna in. Miu Abaramahu, Velo Yachusle. She warned Yaakov right away. My father is a Rama, you are not going to be successful. Amala my Rama Use, Amrale, I have an older sister, and he won't let me marry before her. He says, Achvani Bramos, if I have to deal with him, I will. Chazal tell us in the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, describes Rivka's marriage to Yitzchak. It says that Bekachta was Rivka, Bas Besuel Ha'arami, Mipadan Aram, Achos Lovan Ha'arami, Lo Isha. So the Medrash Rabba says, Matamid Lomar Arami, Bas Besuel Ha'arami, Achos Lovan Ha'arami, Lamedcha, Aviha Ramai, Achiha Ramai, Va'af Anshim Mekoma came. That's the Medrash Rabba. The word Arami is the same osios as Ramai. And we know the Shorish of Rama is Mirma. Mirma is, again, deceit. And that was Lavan. That was Lavan's essence. There's a fascinating medrash we find in this parsha after Lavan deceives Yaakov. Yaakov obviously tried as much as he could to preempt Lavan's deception. As we mentioned already, the Rashi and the Gemara and Kuf Chav Gimel. We also have the other Rashi in Lavan says, what can I do for you as far as wages? You work for me? Yaakov says, Avotcha sheva shanim berachel bitcha haktana. We use that as an expression now, as a melitza. Rachel bitcha haktana means he's spelling out everything. Why does he speak that way? Rachel bitcha haktana. Rashi quotes also from the Medrash because Yaakov is anticipating what Lavan might do. So you'll say, Avotcha berachel. If he would say that, maybe he'll bring another Rachel and call her Rachel. So he says, Bitcha, nu, achlef galea shma, the ekra shma rachel, says Aktana, va'af al piken, says Rashi, lo hoe lo shaybebi mahu. Didn't work, because Lavan was one up on that too. So what happens? So they get to the point that they're going to have the chuppah, the shidduch, and Lavan makes a party, he gathers everybody, vayas mishte. And then it was in the morning. So the Medrash talks about more about the Ramos of Lavan. But yes, of Lavan as Anshi Amokom v'Yas Mishta, he gathered everybody together. Anshi Makomo, he says, this person, this nephew of mine, when he came, he brought bracha to all of us. So what are we going to do? We have to keep him here longer. We have to find a way. So I'll find a way. I'll trick him. I'll find a way to give him Leah because he likes Rachel more. And therefore, if once we give him Leah, he'll be stuck for more years to get Rachel. That's what he told them. So they said, fine, do what you think. We want him to stay longer too. He brought Bracha here. Fine. So then he tells the people. He tricks them too. Havali Mashkin, the less chad min chol mefarsem. I want a guarantee that no one is going to spill the beans and tell anybody. You're in on the secret. I'm going to lay instead of Rachel. I want collateral from all of you. So they went along with his leverage. V'yavon chad mashkinen, and that's why he's called Lavan Ha'arami. Not just that he deceived Yaakov, but he's playing tricks with them too. Sharima ba'anshei mekomo. He got them all to agree to swear them to secrecy. He was able to collect a lot of their belongings. So says the Medrash. It gets more interesting. The Kula Yoma, having Mechalin day, the whole day, getting ready for the wedding. They came into Ol Beramsha. Amar Lahon Mahu Kedain. Yaakov was wondering, like, what happened was that Yaakov was wondering what's going on. They said, it's all for you. Your schus, gemal chesed b'schuseich. By mekausin kadamoi, they were singing. And there was a trick. They went to taunt Yaakov. They said, ha laya, ha laya. He laya, he laya. But it went over Yaakov's head. Like they're saying, it's really laya, he laya. There's some niggin that they had to know the words. Ha laya, ha laya, ha laya, ha laya. So says the Medrash. But Ramsha, then at night, they closed the lights. Chafobo tinaya. So he says, what's this about? Ma kedain, amrelei. Mat Savor, you think of we're Prutzim, it's okay. We close the lights for private things. The Koahu Leliya, the whole night, Havit Savach La Rachel. Now we know Rachel gave the Simanim to Leah, right? She was calling out Rachel by name, Vihi Anyale, and she'd answer to the name Rachel. But Safra Vinehi Leah. And he realized that he was deceived. And now you have fantastic Lashon in the Medrash. What happens the next morning? So he's looking at Leah and he realizes he was deceived. He said to her, Ma Ram Yasa Basra Ma. You are a deceiver, daughter of a deceiver. La Belelia have a Karina Rachel v'at Anisle. I called you all night Rachel and you were answering to Rachel. He calls it Ram Yasa Basra Ma, Yaakov says to Leah. Amrulei, she responds, Is Sapa Delesle Talmidim, which is a way of saying, I learned it from you. Lo kacha yitzabeach lach abuch Esav at Anile. Father called you Esav, you answered to Esav. So that's what she said. She's what she said to Yaakov. So says the Medrash. If the Medrash Tanchuma, I read it from the Medrash Tanchuma Yashan. Lashon is Koa Layo As Haisa Asa Atma Rachel Kimish Amar Baboke Neile Amala Bas Haramai Lama Rimiso Si Amra Lo the Ata Lama Ramisa Avicha, you deceived your father Kish Amalach Haataze Bni Esav the Amart Lo Noch Esav Bachal Racha the Ata Amar Lama Rimisani is what you did. So what do we make of this conversation? So few interesting things. The Perush Yafei Torah on the Medrash Rabbah, one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah says, it's not that she's trying to shtach Yaakov. Ein zederach kanturia. What she's trying to say is as follows. Ki hecha de'at shakarta kdei l'kayim mitzvas imecha. She's defending herself. You lied because you had to do kibbutzim. You have to compromise on your standards of emes because of your mother. D'mutar l'shasnei ha'shalom. There are times that you have to deviate from the path of emes. Because of Shalom. Your mother needed you to do this, so you did it. It was not something you wanted to do. You did it. Gamani lamati mimchalashas kein. I learned that from you. L'kai mitzas avi. L'hakriv ha-shleimus l'hibanos mimcha. To sacrifice shleimus because I have a good machshava. I want to be able to have children from you. And my father told me to do this. So you had a kibbutzim, I had a kibbutzav, and I had good intentions. That's how he learns pshat in what Rachel said. Then I saw another pirush on the Medrash that goes even a step further. He quotes what we just said from the Beit Torah, the pirush Nezer HaKodesh. He wants to say a step beyond. He says, Li nira karov lazeh. What we just said in the Beit Torah, a little similar to that. Yaakov chose Rachel and not Leah, not because he was attracted to her beauty, chas v'shalom bios Rachel yefas Torah, sheker achein hevel hayofi. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu, that was what it was about. Rather, the answer is, that was the way people understood it to be. The older daughter goes to the older son of the older daughter of Lavan, the older son of Yitzchak and Rivka. And the younger one goes to the younger one. And that was apparently a Gzeres Shemayim, and people knew about it. That was the expression, that was the rumor. Tfilas Leo was Mevatel the Gzera. That was a Gzera that was meant to be. Esav would marry Leah. Yaakov would marry Rachel. And Yaakov was privy to that. Omnam Yaakov go yada that Leah was mispoused so much that she didn't want to marry Esav, that the Gzera was now going to be changed. Therefore, he didn't want to marry Leah because he went with the original plan that he would marry the younger daughter. Because he did not want to enter into Tchumo Shel Esav, the Gdola L'Gadol. But we know Yitzchak was afraid when he gave the bracha to Yaakov. He realized it was a mistake, and he thought it was Esav, and Yaakov's, and then Esav came later, and Esav says, Esbechol Rasi Lakach, and then he says, Gam Baruch Yiyah, says the Mebesh, oh, I was worried, Yitzchak thought, that I gave the bracha to the younger son, but now you tell me he took your Bechorah. Gam Baruch Yiyah means that Yaakov took on the role of the Bechor, because he bought the Bechorah. And therefore, the bracha was legitimately Yaakov's, because he is the Bechor. Says the Nezer HaKodesh, if that's the case, Leia Yatsa Mechal HaGzeirah, it's not the Gedolah L'Gadol anymore. Now is Gedolah L'Gadol. The tefillah of Leia now worked out that she could marry Yaakov. Yaakov could become Esav. So Achshav is called, Yaakov is called Gadol, because he became the Bechor, and he's been Makom Esav, and therefore, she says to Yaakov, that's exactly what she says to Yaakov. You took the brachos from your brother, you lied to your father, but meanwhile, it became legitimate. Anochi Esav Bechorecha, because you bought the Bechorah. And therefore, if you bought the Bechorah, then I can marry you too. Hagdolah Gadol. It was min hadin, and therefore I'm right to be your wife as well. So says the Nezer HaKodesh. Then I saw in a Sfasemes, a step beyond. He quotes from the Avodas Yisrael, the Kashinus of Magid, and after quoting, he says, what I say, I think, is what the Kashinus of Magid says, but he doesn't say it as much as I say it. Efter HaShemei Elohevin Dvarav, Osha Rav Histi Dvarim. This is Sfasemes, Tarfesh Mem Zayin. I read it from the Avodas Yisrael. That's not as revealing as the Sfas Emes. If there's time, I'll say it in Sfas Emes. If not, you look up the Sfas Emes. The Kashinus of Magid says, on this same Medrash, Nira Levayer, what's Leah saying? Didn't you feel you fool your father? Yaakov said, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. Yashi says, Anochi, Anochi, Esav Bechorecha. No, Kipshuto. He was Kana Bechora, Nichlal Chelek Esav Bekirbo. Esav's chelut became part of Yaakov. And he said the emes, Anochi Esav Bechorecha Mamish. What was Leah's fear? That people are saying, Hagdolah L'Gadol, Kana L'Katan. But since Yaakov said, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, Nichlal Esav Ima Bechor Bekirbo, Leah is chelkom in Hashemayim. And that's what she said. Didn't you tell your father, Anochi Esav Bechorecha? Therefore, Ani Chelkecha. Mamish like the Nezer HaKodesh. The Sfas Emes takes it a step further. He says, Yaakov zochalika chelko shel Esav, anochi Esav bechorecha. Kishe zochal la'osa chelik, zochalikach es Leah, shes miuchedes la'osa ha'ara. L'chein Rachel ha'isa ahuva lo, because she was miuchedes mamish to Yaakov, be'etzem. Leah was miuchedes l'chelko shel Esav. But what Esav couldn't be metakein, if Esav had been on the derech, it would have been perfect to marry Leah. But Esav wasn't metakein what he should have been mitaking. So who was mitaking the mahus of Esav? Yaakov was. Nital mimenu v'niskan alide Yaakov v'leia. That's why Leah named her son Reuven. Look at the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law. He was mitaking, says this Sfas Emes, what Esav should have been mitaking. And this is what he says, Shumat Sasi b'sefer Avodas Yisrael, but the Sfasemes sees it not just in terms of, okay, the Cheshbon works out, but there's some kind of a tikkun that occurs when Yaakov becomes Esav. He assumed a certain bechina of Esav that should have been Esav had Esav not gone to Tarbis Ra, but Yaakov didn't end up taking on that chelek of Esav that was now shayach for Leah to marry him. And that was what Leah meant in her response to Yaakov when he said, didn't you also fool your father? Okay. Shabbos.